Now let's talk about levels of strategy. As we've seen in the earlier discussion, there are three basic levels of strategy in an organization, right? One is the corporate level strategy, which is the top management, explains what business the organization is into. What is the vision of the organization? What is the mission of the organization? SBU level strategy, that is strategic business unit level strategy, clarifies how does an organization compete in the marketplace? What kind of capabilities you need to build? What kind of partnerships you need to have? What kind of resources you need to put in place? Functional level strategy explains how does the organization support the business level strategy. So you have a business level strategy. How do you, align the different functional resources, whether it is manufacturing, sales, marketing, product department, or HR or finance? So these supply chain management, these different functions work together to align with the business level strategy. So in short, corporate level strategy is what business are we in. Business level is how do we compete. Functional level, how do we support the business level strategy. So this concept framework should be very clear. So those inputs, you need to look for inputs relevant to these three different levels. So let's quickly look at corporate level strategy. Addresses the fundamental questions such as what is the purpose of the enterprise, why the organization is existing, what is the socio-economic impact it wants to create. So that is very important, right? The purpose of the enterprise, that defines the vision. I want to become so and so to serve the society, or I want to make million customers smile, or I want to become a trusted partner of enterprise customers. I want to become the best of the I want to become best in class company in my industry. So these things really matter, your purpose, how do you want to create a socio-economic impact? That creates a vision. Business the enterprise wants to pursue, clearly define that. You have to make choices there. Expansion and diversification strategy of each business. Mergers and acquisitions. So is there an opportunity for that? Defining business guidelines and corporate governance. So this is a scope coming under the corporate level strategy. Let's look at SBU level strategy. Strategic business unit strategy decides the competitive advantage of an enterprise that needs to succeed in the chosen line of business, right? So you have to create a competitive advantage. What kind of competitive advantage? You have to make choices there, whether you want to make a low cost or a high volume or a low profit or a whatever. So you need to clearly define that business model. Has to conform to guidelines, governance, mechanism, and corporate philosophy and strategy. You are aligning with the corporate vision and corporate purpose, right? So, and governance mechanism and compliance mechanism. SBUs, business segments, work in tandem with the corporate level to contribute to overall company's growth. So it's very important. So you have to align with the corporate level and also with the functional level. Not only with corporate level, also with functional level. What is functional level strategy? Strategies work in synchronization with corporate level strategy and SBU level strategy. It's meant to create expertise. Basically, organization capabilities are built at the functional level, whether it is a sales function or a HR function or a technical function or a customer service function or a financial function, or it is a manufacturing function or a marketing and product function. So you are actually creating individual expertise, competence, competitive advantage, efficiency and productivity, which are vital to the achievement of business goals. So this is you have to make choices here as well, depending on your corporate vision, mission, and the SBU level strategy. So let's talk about some of the principles of good strategy. Essence of strategy lies in creating tomorrow's competitive advantage faster than competitors. How do you stay ahead of the curve? How do you beat the competition, or how do you make competition irrelevant? That's what it is, like creating a blue ocean strategy. So how do you create competition irrelevant? How do you create unique space for yourself? Whether it is in the high end of the marketplace or middle end of the marketplace or low end of the pyramid. So you have to clearly define that. Works on assumption that no one size fits all, that we have seen already. This is a concept of approach of whether it is prescriptive or descriptive. Creates competitive products to beat the hyper competition. Today every industry is going through hyper competition phase. Computer industry or banking industry or insurance industry, automobile industry, telecom industry, or any industry you take, every industry goes through hyper competition. But how do you stay ahead? How do you create competitive products? How do you create innovative products to stand out in the crowd? So you are beating the competition. That's what I said. How do you create a unique space for yourself, like Blue Ocean strategy? Evolve strategy that goes beyond the competitive advantage, also create socio-economic impact, because that is your corporate vision. The board has given the vision and mandate to the corporate team, the top management, to create a socio-economic impact. Structure and role of stakeholders. The key stakeholders of an organization include, first is the board of directors, top management consisting of CEO, SBU heads and functional heads. So this is the top management, which is the top leadership team, the CEO, CXOs and the functional heads and the SBU heads. Operations team comprising of general managers and the employees involved in the execution, the lower level team. So these are the three distinct levels of an organization, and the structure is built on that. So you have a vision, you have a mission that defines the strategy of the organization. Once the strategic choices and strategy is formulated, the structure is followed. So structure follows the strategy. So the structure has got the top level board, then the top management and the other teams which are executing the strategy. Key components of role of board of directors, of course, they are the custodians of governance, compliance and risk management. So they need to clearly look at these three parameters when they review the top management at the board level. So it is very important. The strategy has to be reviewed with respect to the corporate governance, the compliance part of it, compliance with respect to various regulatory and government policies and regulations, and risk management, financial risk management, how do you de-risk, mitigate your risks over a period of time. The board of directors have authority and responsibility to establish basic corporate policies, guidelines, oversee the governance and compliance of it, also set the vision and purpose and direction of the company in the long run. So I think this is what the scope of the board of directors. So the top management has to comply and deliver the governance part of it and manage the risk. Board also plays a key role in planning, evaluation, validation, review of the strategic management process, because they can always say that, this is not going to work. You can't have a mix and match of strategies. You have to be very focused. You have to make choices, strategic choices. So you have to give inputs, and it's implementation at periodic levels. So periodic levels could be once in 45 days or once in 90 days, because every quarter the board meets to review the financial performance of the company. Board has power to appoint and remove CEO. It's very important, because based on the CEO's performance and how he takes his leadership in terms of taking the organization to the profitable growth trajectory, the board has given him the mandate. So board has the power to appoint and remove a CEO. Board supervises the governance, risk and compliance aspect of the organization. That we have seen, this is part of the board's role, is in order to ensure the governance and compliance and these parameters are clearly followed by the top management and the organization. Corporate governance is the relationship between three stakeholders in a corporate. The three stakeholders, there is a relationship. There is a shareholders, set of shareholders, and board of directors who represent the shareholders, and the top management, which represents the board of directors. So you have a clear relationship. Shareholders could be the different segments of shareholders: public shareholders, FII, financial institutions, foreign institutional investors, foreign direct investment investors, or the promoters. So these are the shareholders. The board of directors are representatives of the different shareholders, depending on the shareholding pattern of the organization. Top management has a relationship with the board of directors. So this is how the organization works. Some of the corporate governance challenges include conflict of interest, independence, knowledge of the directors, performance evaluation of the board of. So this is very important. Corporate governance is the most important thing in the corporate world. Transparency, we all know the Satyam Computers case, how the chairman of Satyam Computers, Ramalinga Raju, admitted to all the fraudulent ways of accounting, how he showed the revenues and profits of the company, how the money was siphoned off of the company. That story is history now. But I'm saying there are many companies globally as well, like Enron, WorldCom, Lehman Brothers. They all gone bankrupt, and overnight the global markets have actually it had impacted the share markets across the globe. So the corporate governance has become very important. All regulators, whether it is the central bank or the government or the different regulatory bodies or the industry apex bodies, they all talk about corporate governance as the most important thing of transparently doing business with in the marketplace. Primary responsibilities of board of directors: setting the corporate strategy, overall direction and vision and mission that we have seen, hiring and removing of CEO and top management, succession planning and ensuring business continuity, evaluation of the strategic management process, controlling, managing, supervising of the top management, reviewing, approving and use of resources and protecting them as well, and also review the strategic management process. They have to give critical feedback. They have to ask why questions. What are you going to do? Why are you going to do? How are you going to do? When are you going to do? Where are you going to do? Who's going to do? These questions have to be asked at the top management. So that's the board's responsibility. Involvement in major financial decisions and prudent actions regarding corporate objectives, caring for shareholder interest and ensure that the company is managed in accordance with laws and regulatory policies. That's what I said. Government policies and regulatory policies, these are two important things, right? You have to follow, you have to run the company. The company is well managed in accordance with the laws and the government laws and the regulatory policies. Foster a culture of corporate social responsibility. So how do you make a socio-economic impact? So how do you create a corporate social responsibility beyond profitability as the only objective? Because now today, the corporate law, company law, stipulates that certain percentage of your profit has to be allocated for the corporate social responsibility. So that's the impact that you're making in the overall growth of the Indian economy. Monitor acting through committees. Board can keep abreast of the development. So you have committees, board committees, which will monitor, evaluate and influence, examine management's proposals and decisions and actions from time to time, initiate and determine corporate's mission and specific strategic options and choices management to ensure effective execution of the strategy. So so how do you review the strategic management process from time to time to ensure that it is effectively implemented? Specific top management tasks vary from organization to organization. So obviously there is no comparison between two organizations, but there are specific areas. Provide executive leadership to the organization. That's a top management role. The CEO and the top management, they have to provide executive leadership to the entire organization. Translate the vision into mission, objectives and strategy. Manage the strategic planning process, obviously, and report to the board. Evaluate, control the implementation process. The top management should empower the authority and accountability to leaders at all levels to participate in the strategic leadership and make an inclusive company. So communication part of it, the training, empowerment of the employees at different levels, SBU level, functional level, and create inclusiveness, create ownership, create accountability, and how the responsibilities are given and how the inter-responsibilities between different cross-functional teams work effectively to deliver the strategy execution as part of the process. So that's very important, that the top management must empower. So authority and resources, and CEO is able to articulate strategic visions and missions for the organization. That's very the mission for different stakeholders, vision for the entire organization. So you should be able to communicate. CEO's leadership and vision puts activities on higher momentum, resolves conflicts of different perspectives to find resolution. The CEO's responsibility is also to ensure that there is less amount of confusion and conflict within the organization. The messaging should be clear. If you are taking a strategic choice of high value product and service, so you need to stay the path. If you are taking the low cost product and service, you need to stay the path. You can't have a conflicting signals going to the employees, thereby the employees are confused and you're creating a cost base and a value system based on the choices, strategic choices that you're making. The CEO presents a role for others to identify and what to follow. He sets an example and as a role model for the entire organization to follow in terms of organizational behavior, and he communicates and empowers and demonstrates high performance standards to show he's a leader and others are, have to become leaders to follow the leader. So confidence in people's responsibilities, because that becomes a motivation and inspiration. He should be an inspirational leader. CEO must be willing to follow through by coaching people. So you have to develop people by the coaching process. Corporate planning and strategic planning process. Key functions and responsibilities of the corporate planning, keep track of, these are the few activities that happen at the corporate level. They keep track of the latest developments in the strategic management process. That is one, review, disseminating the information to important stakeholders and strategists, the external media, the board of directors, the shareholders, the partners, financial institutions, the bankers, supply data points and analytical support needed for strategic management process, analysis of internal and external environment. So a lot of inputs come from that level, so those inputs are taken into the evaluation of the strategic management process. The corporate planning and strategic management process, the key functions and responsibilities, identifying new business opportunities. It could be within the country or new geographies, new technologies, new verticals, new product lines, new services, new segments, customer segments, customer segmentation is done. So new business opportunities can come from anywhere. Helping to establish a clear planning process and a system, formulating guidelines for preparing the plans, coordinating the divisional plans, the different divisions like the SBUs and the functional part of it, assisting and evaluate and control the different strategies. So some organizations avail the service of strategic management consultants. As I said, the big consulting firms like KPMG, EY, and McKinsey, and Accenture. So these companies engage with large corporates to provide their consulting services to cut their learning curve and then make go to market faster in terms of strategic formulation. Make up for inadequacy of the corporate group planning cell, because you may not have all the skills and competencies required to put together a strategic management process. So you need to avail the services of a strategic management consultant. Make use of specialized services. Some specialized services, industry data analysis, how the growth will happen, what kind of returns from this particular industry in terms of financial performance. So you want to have some specialized view of, before you decide to work on a new business opportunity. Bring in independent perspective in this strategic management process. So you need to get an outside in view about perspective about the strategic management process, so you will engage a strategic management consultant. Now we are coming to the most important part. What are the four key components of strategic management process? So we talked about the relevance and importance and the role of the different levels of strategy and the role of the board of directors, CEO, top management and the SBU and functional levels. So the first one is the environment analysis. So you have strategic management process, which is the environment analysis, strategic formulation, making strategic choices here by doing SWOT analysis, then implementation and review and control. So environment analysis is all about political, regulatory, economic, social and technological environment, the PEST analysis. The SWOT analysis, implementation is execution. You have to have a clear project management capability to implement the strategy. Review and control, which is part of the top management, which does the review and control. So this is the thing. This is a continuum. This is an ongoing process. You know, it keeps evolving. It's a dynamic tool. So based on the inputs from time to time, depending on the changing environment, so the strategic management process also gets updated accordingly. It involves main elements of the strategic management theory. It involves adopting the organization to its business environment, fluid and complex and dynamic in nature. Create novel combination of circumstances requiring unstructured, non-repetitive responses. Affects the entire organization by providing direction. So that's the key thing that we have been talking about. So this is what it does. Involves both strategy formulation, also strategy implementation. So it does at all levels, different levels, corporate level strategy, the business unit level strategy and the functional level strategy. Involves conceptual level, both at a concept level and also at execution level, you know, analytical thought process. Business environment factors. So environment analysis, you know, the first one is environment analysis. There is industry and competition analysis. Then there is a macro environment analysis. Business environment factors that impact on the success of the company. Factors that could be internal and external to the organization. Industry and competition are two major external factors that we talked about. And then you have the macro environment, which is basically the political, regulatory, economic, social and technological forces which are affecting an organization. So these inputs are very much required to be captured, and these inputs have to be very authentic and reliable, because if you make any mistake, then your strategy formulation will fail fundamentally. In the formulation phase, you have so the first one is environment. So you have external and internal environment. In the external environment, you have industry and competition and the macroeconomic factors, right? So now strategy formulation, once the inputs are gathered from the environment analysis, how do you determine your mission and objectives? So you have the vision set by the board. So how do you translate that mission relevant to the what the external environment is all about? You know, if there is any change in external environment, this also changes your mission. You have to be realistic. Your mission and objectives will also change. SWOT analysis, consideration of strategic options and choices, alternatives you have to make, and evaluation and make a clear choice for an appropriate strategy. So this is very important. Once the vision of the organization is translated, depending on your external and internal environment, you define the socio-economic purpose and reason for your company's existence. Mission deals with the objectives and scope of the organization's primary objectives and different stakeholders, whether the shareholder or the promoters, the financial institutions, banks, partners, employees, customers. So you create that mission, so it is holistic in nature, able to address the requirements of all the stakeholders. Mission is detailed description of the actionable components of the vision. Obviously, it has to be actionable with clear objectives and KPIs. Mission can be financial performance. These are the KPIs. Financial performance, whether it is a revenue parameter or a margin parameter or a profitability parameter, customer experience, process, operational excellence, people and culture. So these are the four different levels of performance evaluation. So here we do a SWOT analysis. Once you have the environment analysis done, analysis of company strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats, this is done. So where you are strong at, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses where you need to improve upon, and focus your strategy on that. What are the opportunities in the marketplace? Are you in a position to address opportunities? Not every opportunity you can address, but your strategic choice should decide, these are the set of opportunities I can address, and I need to build capabilities to address those opportunities. Review of operating environment challenges, identification of weakness and assessment, how do we improve and build higher capabilities in the areas where you have identified gaps and weaknesses. That's called area for improvement in certain areas, and then build higher capabilities. Understanding competition, building roadmap for innovative products and services. First, competition, you need to benchmark your competition, and then how do you beat the competition? So you need to clearly set a new benchmark to exceed the competition, and by creating a solid roadmap for new innovative products and services. What are the strategic options and alternatives, the choices that you need to make? Because there are plenty of opportunities in the market. After SWOT analysis, strategic managers move to identifying the strategic options to finalize the overall strategy. Alternative strategies could include marketing, customer acquisition, cost optimization, and value creation. Competitive, strategic alternatives for a company can, you need to define, it should be as per your mission that you put in place. Evaluation and choice. Purpose of considering different strategic alternatives is to adopt most appropriate strategy. So the choices, I give a number of examples. I've given examples of Singapore Airlines and Southwest Airlines, Jet Airways, or if you're talking about telecom companies, or you talk about automobile companies, which segment you're specifically addressing. A particular name is known for a particular, segment of, strategic choice that they are making. So that's how the evaluation choice is, the strategic choice is made. Purpose of considering different strategic alternatives to adopt most appropriate strategy that will enable the organization to achieve its strategic objectives and mission. General framework for evaluation is whether it is suitable for the organization. Do you have the capabilities? Do you have the strengths? Do you see the opportunity fitting into your overall scheme of things? So that suitability is to be there. Feasibility, do you have the resources? Do you have the financial wherewithal to put your money and execute the strategy? Acceptability among the various stakeholders. So these three key parameters, if you use, you will be able to make the right choice for your strategy. Implementation of strategy. So this is very, very important, because as important as the formulation of strategy, you've spent a lot of time in planning and creating a strategy and formulating the strategy. If you don't implement it, then it will fall flat. Your organization will fail to take leadership position in the financial performance. Top management should ensure that strategy is internalized at different levels of the organization: corporate level, business unit level, functional level, and every employee level. So that empowerment and training has to happen. Needs clear communication, formulation, and assigning of KPIs through a balanced scorecard approach, or you can have your own way of analyzing the performance through KPIs. Needs employee empowerment and mobilization of resources. It is very important, because execution will not happen unless top management fails to provide the resources adequate enough to implement the strategy. Cross-functional team conflict resolution, because there will be a lot of challenges, because people might think that this is how the organization is going, in this direction. Some people think that the organization is going in this direction. You can't have that conflict. So that the top management has to ensure that information flow between different functions and different stakeholders, it is clearly done, and there is no conflict between whatsoever in terms of understanding the vision, mission, and the strategy and the execution part. review and control. This is the most critical part of any strategy implementation, strategic management process rather. Top management examines and reviews whether the strategy is implemented in meeting the mission of the company, right? So this is the understanding of, and they should have the insight about what the company is doing, and the top management has to review it from time to time, how the strategy is being implemented. Or it could be you can have a project management office, PMO, sitting out of the corporate head office, keeps reviewing the entire organization strategy execution. Assess the need for any corrective measures, because the inputs keep coming where you fall short, or you need to change the strategy, you need to dynamically evolve and adapt to the changes happening in the market environment. Assess the need for any corrective measures. So that is very important because the market keeps changing. Management Council facilitates periodic reviews of the strategic management process. Obviously, continuous monitoring of internal and external environment as part of the review and control process. So external environment monitoring is very important, as well as internal environment. So strategic management in Indian context. So let us look at Indian context, because Indian environment, economy is unique. We have a political system which is till a couple of months back it was an alliance-led government. Now the new government has got good full majority, so that problem is slightly away now. I mean, it is just off in our discussion. Political, regulatory, social, economic, and technological landscapes have changed. It continues to change. With a new government coming in majority, the sentiment has improved. The regulatory systems are getting a revival. Social, economic, and technological landscapes always keep changing, right? Indian companies have evolved in its maturity to take global challenges, because many companies are competing in the global space. There are a lot of mergers and acquisitions happens, whether it is Tata Group or Birla Group. They are all acquiring in the overseas. The Indian companies are actually becoming global companies today. Whether you talk about TCS or Tata Steel or Tata Motors or any company, there are many companies who have acquired assets and acquired other companies in their related industry elsewhere across the world. Indian corporates have set ambitious goals. Expanding opportunities and growing competition in the country is instrument for building competitive strategies. So India has become a competitive hub, competing with China, but it in its own space, but it is still evolving. There are a lot of opportunities. Indian companies are aspiring to become many companies have become global companies today, but there are many companies who are evolving to become the potential global organizations with the well diversified businesses, creating employment opportunities, creating socio-economic impact for the company, for the country, adding to the gross domestic product of the country. So this is very important, right? So our country is at the cusp of really the next economic exuberance or economic growth that we can talk for the next 10 years or 20 years. So I think that's from an Indian context perspective, more and more companies have started following the strategic management process. 10 years back that was not the case, but now most of the companies are following the strategic management process, because they feel that, they know that, they recognize the fact that without strategic management process, I cannot grow, I cannot expand my business, I cannot diversify my business, I can't exit some business where it is not making sense. So how do you make those corporate decisions? So strategic management process really helps in the Indian context as well. In summary, this is what we have discussed in the first chapter, Fundamentals of Strategic Management. Strategic management is a critical success factor in any organization that aspires to be a long-term leader in its industry. It is crucial to understand the fundamentals. So we have talked about the various components of strategic management process, the relevance and importance, the limitations of strategic management process, what kind of approaches that you can take, what are the different levels of strategic management processes in an organization, and what are the different roles of different stakeholders like board of directors, top management, and the functional unit and business unit stakeholders have on the organization. Strategic management process has its own distinct features and limitations, benefits and limitations. The four key components of strategic management process that we have seen, the framework, which is environment analysis, strategic formulation, strategic implementation, and review and control. So with that, you know, this is just the beginning of the entire book that you're going to learn, how deeply you get involved in understanding, you know, the strategic management process. This book provides insights. This book provides a lot of case scenarios, both from Indian context and, you know, global context. It gives you both conceptual and theoretical view, also practical and, you know, how it is being applied, how it is to be applied in a real-time environment in your organization. So this book provides all these kind of insights. I'm sure that you'll find this book very useful as we go more deep into the next few chapters, which will talk very in detail about the different components of strategic management process. With that, I would like to thank you. We have come to the end of the session. I would like to formally thank you, and I would like to meet you in the next chapter, which is on industry and competition analysis. Thank you.